To whomever this may concern, I do hope that the arrival of my letters has not perturbed you in any way. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Winifred Maud Brisley. I write this on the eve of the 24th of December 1913. I am coming to the end of my years, and have lived a long and plentiful life. By the time you have received this letter, it shall be the 100th anniversary of my passing, and if you're reading this letter, one can assume that one solicitor has dutifully acted according to my final wishes. Enclosed you will find treasured items and snippets of my fondest memories that have been waiting a century to find their way into your hands. I like to think of myself as a ghost of Christmas past, ready to bestow a gift to all those willing to listen closely and flick the pages of my creation. Within you will find many curiosities and conundrums spread across every page for you to make head or tails of. So I guess, to begin, please open chapter 1. Ah, decorating the tree. Father was always in charge of picking out our tree for the year, and would return with one that was prim and proper, freshly cut just for us. We dressed it most handsomely, adorned with glistening baubles and fragrant fruit, all bathed in the glow of soft candlelight. There was an art to decorating, matching trinkets and ribbon in such a way so as to create a vibrant display of colour and cheer.